Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Paul Kurtz with John McDevitt.
The Seaview Hotel near Atlantic City was an exclusive retreat during Prohibition, and boy, if walls could talk. Mike Tidwell's with the hotel that's in operation today.
Where the locker rooms used to be, there was a trap door that the bar could disappear into at a moment's notice.
The story goes the original owner had a deep-seated fear of mobster Al Capone, and when he went out on the golf course, he brought two caddies.
One would carry his clubs, and the other would carry a machine gun.
The rumors are true. There is a sing-along.
Before the sing-along at the Older Adult Center in South Philadelphia, we spoke with folks about their families in Prohibition.
92-year-old Rita Monzo says as a child, she and her siblings would make wine with their parents in the basement of their South Philadelphia home.
They used to put the pole in the barrel, and then we used to have to get the pole and walk with it. And we returned the fret.
She says her father would then sell the vino.
Anthony Molinari's grandfather made his own hooch inside his South Philadelphia home, a classic bathtub gin guy who sold his liquor on the side at his place of business in Center City.
It was a hat cleaning and a bootblack. If you needed your shoe shined, and if you needed the liquor, he sold you a bottle. The place he had was in the basement, of course, from the Forest Theater.
Ed Nowicki grew up in Bridesburg. His father was a Prohibition-era cop who somehow acquired a barrel of booze and brought it home one day.
My mother had a younger brother. Supposedly, he drank this whole thing before anybody knew it was gone. Uncle Kobe.
With Paul Kurtz, I'm John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.